Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In a sense, the theme of this sermon, getting closer to God, says it all. If we were asked what we desire most for our spiritual lives, most of us would say, getting God closer. But why? Why do we want God close in our lives? There are probably some fairly typical answers to that come to mind, such as the desire for comfort, for help when we are in need, to answer our prayers, and to make us feel like we are not all alone. And for these reasons, we can say we definitely want to get God close to our lives. The reading from Deuteronomy we heard earlier describes how easy it is to get and keep God close to our lives. Moses reminds us that it isn't anything really difficult. We don't have to go up high into heaven or travel beyond the sea to accomplish this. No, God tells us he is as near to us as this. The word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. That's how easy getting God close is according to our God himself. This book, God's word, puts us in contact with our God. Close is with our God, our Heavenly Father. But we all know that being in his word is not always as easy as it sounds. And sometimes as we read his word, we might even feel that rather than placing us close to God, it can appear to put us far away from him. I would imagine all of us have Bibles at home. It isn't usually difficult to find one, but opening it up and actually reading it is something else. There are so many easier things to do, aren't there? The newspaper, for example, tells us what is going on in the world right now, and the Bible often seems so much like ancient history, and therefore out of touch with our everyday reality. The TV is much more relaxing and entertaining, as long as you aren't watching the news. And reading the Bible can seem like so much work. If your calendar is like mine, it's filled up with all kinds of other events and projects that need to be done. And when we do have free time, there are all kinds of sports, recreation, hobbies, other things that can attract our attention rather than the Bible. These are the kinds of things that are easy to have in our hearts and talk about with our mouths. Much easier than meditation on God's word. And then, when we do look into that word, we sometimes find another reason why it is so difficult to stay close to our God. As we look closer to what Moses says, we read some things which are kind of disturbing. We are told that God's desire is that we obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. In fact, this idea of obeying the Lord comes up to us no less than 4 times in our short text. God's word is near us so that we might obey him and keep his commands. And that emphasis on obedience is sometimes very difficult to deal with. When we read things like this, we find that the Bible is not like ancient history at all. It is in touch with our everyday life, for now we see that God wants us to do what God wants us to do and not to do. As we search this word, we see that God wants us to look closely at our lives and the way that we live them, not to just be relaxed or entertained. We discover the hard truth that getting God close is not just some hobby, but But it is to be our number one priority, the center of what we are about as His people. Once we see this, opening the Bible to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it is rather difficult because it can seem threatening. As we do look into what that word, we discover very quickly that we don't live it very well. Most of us know what follows our favorite TV program better than the fact that Isaiah follows Jeremiah, or even whether those are found in the Old Testament or the New Testament. Reading this book can be threatening because we often see just how far we truly are from God. He wants us to obey, and when we read His word, we discover that we don't always do what He wants us to do. He wants us to seek Him with our whole heart, but we find ourselves seeking other things with much more passion and determination. He wants us to be close to Him, and we find that we are far away. So what do we do? One way of dealing with it is to choose to not be threatened by avoiding the thing that threatens us. We can simply leave God's word closed and on the shelf. It almost feels better that way. It's less painful for our ego. It's the easy way out. And we can avoid some discomfort that way. But we also end up avoiding God. We push Him away by keeping Him at what we believe to be is a safe distance. But there's another answer, one that actually feels even better than avoiding God. That's to embrace Him and to do what He asks by opening His word and actually seeking Him there. While it is true that every one of us will find some things which are difficult to deal with because they are either hard to understand or, more likely, because they show us things about ourselves that we don't like to see. But we'll also find other words, words that do not threaten, words that comfort, protect, and help. We will find words that actually bring us closer to God. St. Paul, as he commented on these words from Deuteronomy, said this. Moses wrote, "The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart." That is, the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That kind of word doesn't drive us away from God, but rather brings us close to Him. In this book, we find the truth that we are sinners, that we fail to get close to our God, and in fact, it isn't just a passive act when we often push Him away. But we also hear that our God has done so much to get close to us. We read that He became one of us, that a Savior was born to us, that in Jesus Christ, God came to earth to be near us. Why? So that He could deal with the threats we encounter in His word because of our disobedience? You see, the obedience that we continue to find so difficult to handle, Jesus lived to perfection for us. During His time on this earth, He knew God's word, God's will that we draw close to Him, and He obeyed. Jesus was the one person who turned to God with all his heart and soul each and every day of his life. And then He offered up that perfect life in exchange for our disobedience. He gave us His perfection and took our rebellion upon Himself. He did this all for us, to bring us close to God. He went to a cross to bring forgiveness for the times we have distanced ourselves from God by our sins. On Good Friday, Jesus became far away from his Father, even crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He was willing to become far away so that he might bring us close to God once more. And there are more words that bring us comfort and hope. There are words which describe Jesus' resurrection from the dead. We are told that Jesus is alive. And because he is alive, we are promised that we too will be raised to new life. Life that lasts for eternity. And because he is alive and ascended and fills all of creation, we are assured that he will always be our Emmanuel, God with us. Those are the kind of words God wants us to hear, to trust, and to believe. Not words that threaten, but words that encourage and comfort. And when we get close to God through trust in those words, we can hear the other words which remind us of our lack of obedience. We can hear them and not be afraid because they don't threaten us. Rather, they beckon us. They call us to a greater commitment to the God who loves us. Do you want God to be close to you? Then know that he comes close in his word, a word that, yes, seeks our obedience. But even more, a word that assures us of God's grace, love, and mercy. God's word in his presence is very near us. Don't push him away. What Moses says is true. What I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is near to us, and I pray that it will also grow to be dear to us.